Five speakers at last week's forum, Our Art is Our Voice, said they knew they were starting a tough conversation. Their goal? Less, quote, native art made by non-native people sold and displayed in town. Master carver Wayne Price put it this way.
Counterfeit art prominently displayed in Haines does not and cannot reflect our culture. The volume of artificial native art seen by visitors falsely represents our native traditions. We are making a stand today to defend our heritage from the invasion of counterfeit replacement.
Representatives from the Chilkoot clan talked about how and why they'd like to see native art approached differently in Haines before opening the floor for community discussion. Tribal member Ted Hart read a letter from Tlingit scholar Chune Lance Twitchell, who lives in Juneau. He emphasized the unique messages in Tlingit designs, which communicate stories, history, and genealogy.
There is no word for art in Tlingit because everything that was made was adorned with crests given to clans from the natural world and the spirit world. While some may see these designs simply as raven, eagle, brown bear, shark, etc., they are connections of people and place within a society that has been violently and repeatedly oppressed.
Because Tlingit designs convey meaning about Tlingit history and culture, Twitchell argues it's inappropriate for non-Indigenous artists to be drafting those messages.
Non-Indigenous peoples are encouraged to learn our languages, to understand how we live our lives, to share our culture with us, and to learn about our art to the point that they are involved in the creation of monumental art like totem poles, wall screens, houses, and canoes. They should not, however, be the lead artists on such projects.
Young Tlingit artist James Hart put it more simply.
Don't put up monuments that I can't talk to.
Questions about native art and authenticity aren't new in Haines. Art, especially native art, is big business here. A 2015 study surveyed 60 local artists. It estimated the town's arts economy generates over $2 million in spending each year. More than 18 form-lined totem poles, sculptures, and screens are displayed around town, made by native carvers, non-native carvers, and teams of both. Many were trained at the Alaska Indian Arts Association, which has drawn students to Haines to learn carving and traditional design since World War II. No one at the forum would identify specific pieces they'd like to see removed, saying they didn't want to target individuals. Harriet Brulette, tribal administrator for the Chilkoot Indian Association, did remind the audience of the Indian Arts and Crafts Act of 1990. That law makes it illegal to explicitly market art as, quote, native or Tlingit if it wasn't made by a tribal member. But the law only penalizes people who lie about a piece's origins. It's not illegal to use Northwest Coast-style designs without attribution. That's frustrating for tribal members who respect Tlingit traditions in which clans own their designs. Questions from the audience illustrated that frustration and showed there was gray area for both Native and non-Native participants.
My name is Chris Kelly, furniture maker by training. You know, I really appreciate the designs and particularly the rattles. And let's just say, for example, I were to make one of those for myself and someone were to ask me to make one for them. I'm just making them for private individuals. I state that I am not Native in any way, shape, or form. What would your opinion be?
Roy Dennis, who described himself as the last member of the Chilkat Valley's Luxadi clan, said only claiming the rattles were made by a native artist would bother him. But Brulette had a different opinion.
These are clan-owned designs. They do not belong to you.
When asked about art made by non-natives trained by master carvers, forum leaders didn't give specific responses, but said those were questions that needed to be figured out. Brulette gave the example of a Tsimshian apprentice training with a Tlingit master.
And that's happening now. You know, it's kind of like a head-scratcher to me. How do you address that?
Why is the subject of authentic art in Haines coming up now? Brulette points to a cultural shift in the way Native art is perceived, even within Native communities.
There is a renaissance happening with our younger artists, and that's helping our master artists to gain a stronger voice. Our master artists a couple of decades ago wouldn't have had an apprentice because it wasn't cool or okay to be Native.
Though speakers mentioned drafting a policy or writing guidelines for the future, they didn't float any concrete methods to stop non-Native artists from working commercially in Haines. This was just the beginning of a long conversation with the community. In Haines, I'm Barrett Wilper.